Ed was going mad. Had Ed been born into an age of flourishing psychiatry, or even in a nation inclined toward it, he would have been a candidate for the couch, but instead, and especially because he was quiet about his approaching insanity, Ed was left to his own devices. Now, you might one day face some of what Ed was facing, so let's pay attention to the rest of the story. Ed was born in Chicago, 1875, a born loser. His parents had been wealthy enough to send him to the most fashionable prep schools in the Midwest and the East, but Ed flunked out of all of them. Now he's 19, things are getting worse. Ed's father went broke, died the same year. Ed, orphaned, was penniless. Ed got a job as a cattle drover, fired. Ed went to work as a railroad policeman, fired. Ed became a law clerk, fired. He tried his hand at door-to-door peddling. Nobody wanted anything from Ed. Then he got smart. He went to work for Sears Roebuck as an office stenographer. He was fired from that job, too. Now it's plain that Ed had been thinking too small. The only way he was ever going to succeed would be to go into business for himself. That way he'd be his own boss. That way nobody could fire him. So he went into business for himself and went bankrupt. Within the year after Ed's advertising agency went down the drain, he started his own correspondence school. Listen to this. He started a correspondence school for young men who wanted to learn, quote, how to succeed in business. Well, I guess I need not tell you what happened to that venture. At the age of 37, Ed is back where he'd started, penniless and an utter failure. So Ed, despondent over a wasted life, started talking to himself? Well, just a little bit at first, but then it was a lot talking to himself. In another 50 years, it might have been fashionable to seek out psychiatric help and lie on a couch and relate fantasies to an analyst, but instead, Ed related his fantasies to himself, aloud, each evening for sometimes an hour or two. Ed told himself weird stories, creating strange plots and stranger characters as he went along. Now, if anybody had overheard Ed telling himself what it was like under the moon of Mars and things like that, then Ed might indeed have been confined as mentally ill, but Ed kept his private storytelling sessions private. Nobody would know of his fantasies until the one day when he started writing them down. For Ed, the flat, broke failure who turned everything he touched to ashes, had not yet tried one thing. On the very brink of insanity, his tortured mind went to work for him, creating dozens of forgettable stories, and one unforgettable one. It was a story about a place he'd never visited, about a place of which he knew absolutely nothing, about a character who existed only in the private fantasy world of Edgar Rice Burroughs. That's right. The literary creator of Tarzan. Now you know the rest of the story.